Roderick by Richard Prairie, David Moynihan, Charles Franks and the online distributed proofreading team. The Great Riots of New York, 1712-1873, including a full and complete account of the 4 days draft riot of 1863 by Hon. J. T. Headley, the Metropolitan Police, whose unwavering fidelity and courage in the past are a sure guarantee of what they will do for New York City in the future. This work is respectfully inscribed by the author. List of illustrations. 1. Burning of the Provost Marshal's Office. 2. The Old New York Hospital, Scene of the Doctor's Riot. 3. Colored Orphan Asylum erected since the riot. 4. Headquarters Metropolitan Police. 5. Headquarters Metropolitan Fire Department. 6. Fort Lafayette, New York Harbor. 7. Fort Hamilton, New York Harbor. 8. Scene in Lexington Avenue. 9. Attack on the Tribune Office. 10. Fight between rioters and militia. 11. Hanging and burning a Negro in Clarkson Street. 12. The Dead Sergeant in 22nd Street. 13. Dragging Colonel O'Brien's body in the street. 14. Burning 2nd Avenue Armory. 15. Receiving dead bodies at the morgue. Preface. The materials for the descriptions of the Negro and Doctor's riots were gathered from the archives of the Historical Society, those of the immediately succeeding ones, from the press of the times. For the scenes and incidents that occurred on the stage and behind the curtain in the Astor Place Opera Riot, I am indebted to a pamphlet entitled Behind the Scenes. The materials for the history of the draft riots were obtained in part from the daily press, and in part from the city and military authorities, especially Commissioner Acton, Seth Hawley, General Brown, and Colonel Frothingham, who succeeded in putting them down. Mr. David Barnes, who published, some 10 years ago, a pamphlet entitled The Metropolitan Police, kindly furnished me facts relating to the police department of great value, and which saved me much labor and time. Much difficulty has been encountered in gathering together, from various quarters, the facts spread over a century and a half, but it is believed that everything necessary to a complete understanding of the subjects treated of has been given, consistent with the continuity and interest of the narrative. Of course, some minor riots, a collection of mobs, that were easily dispersed by the police, and were characterized by no prolonged struggle or striking incidents, are not mentioned. Contents. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.